Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by the audiobook edition of Will Eisner's Spirited Life, now available on iTunes and Audible.com, and recorded live on BlogTalkRadio.com from the new media and home shopping network, capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Doug Savant's real wife, Laura Layton, is floating lifeless in the pool over at Fox's new Melrose Place. Meanwhile, his TV wife, Felicity Huffman, on ABC's Desperate Housewives, is expecting twins, again, and his character Doug Scavo, a man whose sperm definitely swim, is in the doghouse, again, for that and so many other reasons. Is it any wonder the man is choosing to hide out here on Mr. Media Radio for the next 15 minutes to talk about the importance of Listerine, good dental hygiene, fresh breath, and a book of laughs? Doug, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing okay. There's so much to talk about, but let's bounce around. Let's start with the new season of Desperate Housewives. There's
Please.
Never a dull moment there, right?
Never a dull moment. We're starting season six. We've got questions to answer. Who's Mike marrying? What the Scavos are going to do is, you couched it so well, I've got a wife at home dead in a pool, and I've got one on television pregnant with twins. So it's the circle of life.
And smart man that you are, you're focusing on speaking an entirely different language from them.
Yes, exactly. Yes, Tom Scavo is focused on Chinese for some reason.
How is that going for you as an actor?
Oh my God, it's bizarre. I could never. One of them, for me personally, it's so out of my strike zone. I dropped out of UCLA to get a theater degree at UCLA, you had to have 2 years of a foreign language, and it was so outside of what I was capable of. I just quit and just studied outside of UCLA and became an actor.
I get that entirely. I actually failed theater at University of Florida, but they
You failed theater?
I did.
Come on, nobody fails theater.
I didn't quite get the idea that you were just supposed to show up. I failed to show up. But the big question on Housewives, as far as I'm concerned, is with Crazy Dave gone.
Yes.
Will your TV band, your Blue Odyssey, will it rock on without it?
Blue Odyssey, I'm really glad, Bob, that you're a fan of Blue Odyssey, because as was I. We had a blast doing that stuff, and we would laugh very hard on the set as we were trying to make music. But the garage band, for a bunch of middle-aged guys in a garage band, it was pathetic and funny and and a good time for us.
It was funny. Now, so many seasons on the show now, Wisteria Lane probably feels like home in many ways. And mm-hmm. I have to ask, do you ever get your TV wife and your real wife mixed up?
No, they both make it abundantly clear. But they have lots in common. They're both like to be in charge of me. They both run. It doesn't matter where I am. Either of them will rule my world. I've got the best of both worlds. I adore them both, but I got it just right. I'm married in real life to the right one, and I'm married on television to the right one. So it's really
and
good.
I have to ask you this. I was put up to it. It's not my question.
All right. I want to know. Oh, you're in a position of power. Come on. You are Mr. Media. And someone else is feeding you questions. Go ahead. I want to know whose master you have to serve.
Just this one program director wants to know, has Felicity ever whispered in your ear during a take, you're a better kisser than Bill?
Look, she just – she says it with a look, guys. She just, Let's put it that way. A guy knows.
Gotcha. And now Laura's back to work on Melrose Place, where, of course, you once collected a check. Is that weird for you that she's back there and floating?
No, I'm floating. What do you mean? It's, whenever the wife works, it's good news for me. no, she's having a great time over on the new Melrose Place, and it wasn't at all weird for me, but it was otherworldly, you know, for her to step back on the set, or you know, they constructed a very very similar set, updated it to some degree, and you know, we met on that show, so it's a significant time and place in our life, and you know, so it's got multiple meanings but like you said, hey, she's drawing a paycheck. That's a good thing.
You're a happy man in real life or TV whenever your wife is drawing a paycheck, apparently.
Exactly. I'm a guy looking for a woman who will happily support me.
Well, and speaking of Melrose, of course, when you were on that show, you weren't kissing a lot of girls.
I was not kissing a lot of girls on the show. No. I wasn't kissing a lot of guys either, really, frankly.
Well, true. It was a little not very accepted at that time.
No, it was not.
I'm going to ask you one more kissing question, and this is all tying into why you're here.
Okay, all right, you're getting there.
I am. I really.
The last kissing question. Go ahead.
I asked you about, you know, kiddingly, if Felicity ever says anything to you.
Oh, right.
How do you feel about Laura kissing some other dude?
Don't really like it. Don't care for it. There's a picture of her just in the Entertainment Weekly, where it's the fall television preview, where she's kissing Thomas Calabro on the cheek, just sort of playfully, just something staged. And I got to tell you, I don't like it. No, nope, I want her kissing me, not anybody else. So I am. Look, I love her enough to be a little possessive.
Well, that's quite fair, and you're an honest man to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, and last question about all this, and we're going to move on to Listerine. Will you be turning up on Melrose this season?
No, you know, I won't be turning up over there. It's not for lack of affection or anything. It's just that I am happily owned by the wonderful people at ABC and Desperate Housewives, and so I provide my acting services there, and really there's just not going to be any opportunity. We work 10 months out of the year on Desperate, and there really is no opportunity to go over. And actually, in the original Melrose, although it happened off camera, Matt died. So, but you and I both know death will not, you know, stop you from a character from coming back. But
apparently not on any show that you're on.
No, not on any show that I'm on, right.
All right, so The main reason you're here this morning, of course, is to promote this new book, 36 and a Half Reasons to Laugh,
right,
which you wrote forward. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I partnered with the people from Listerine and Reach Total Care Products on this, and they brought the concept to me, and I'm really passionate about it because of what they're doing beyond just this book. And what the people at Listerine and Reach Total Care Products are doing, they've made a significant donation through the book, through the publishing of this book, to the National Children's Oral Health Foundation, America's Tooth Fairy. And what it's a mouthful, but what that is they are the only nonprofit organization in the country that's providing goods and services for dental and oral health care to under the sort of economically challenged and underprivileged children. And it's a very serious problem in the country, and as this country sort of deals with healthcare issues and it's being hotly, you know, certainly hotly contested and debated, Listerine and the Reach Total Care people are sort of going to the forefront and just putting their money where their mouth is and really getting the services and the products to the people who need them. You know, there are at any one time in this country as many as 4 million children who are not able to eat, sleep, or learn as a result of the pain that they're having from their teeth. And when you stop and think about it, it's the most preventable, easily preventable form of disease that we can confront, and it's the first thing that falls off of the plate when anyone's sort of economically challenged is your teeth and your oral health care.
Well, I'm certainly a guy who's kissing wives left and right can speak to the importance of good oral health.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you'll have much better luck kissing women. And, yes, they'll appreciate it as well.
Now, were you already involved with either Listerine or the National Children's Oral Health Foundation before this?
I wasn't. They brought it to my attention and asked if I would be willing to get involved, and I loved the book, and the book is really just the entrance, the entree for people to, you know, to talk about smiles and to get in. And so they did a really nice job. This book is really funny. It's available at both Listerine.com and Amazon.com. And for every book that is sold, the proceeds go to the National Children's Oral Health Foundation. And it's a book of entertainment. It's all the illustrations are just slices of life that are taken, you know, out of sort of office politics, the gaffes or family situations, and it's just a fun book. But the serious work is the donations and what's being done at the National Children's Oral Health Foundation.
Very good, very good. Well, folks, listen, you can order the book 36 and a Half Reasons to Laugh by Rick Adams and Chuck Gonzalez, with a foreword by Desperate Housewives star Doug Savant. It's online at MrMedia.com, too, and Amazon.com and Listerine.com, where you can also learn more about oral health, of course. And you can also adopt the oral care of a child in need at the National Children's Oral Health Foundation, which is online at www.americastoothfairy.org. That's all solid, americastoothfairy.org. And, Doug, thanks so much for joining us today on Mr. Media, and continued good luck to you.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You take care. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Okay, bye.
And folks, for more great TV star interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Friday Night Lights, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, Chuck, Southland, Psych, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day to spend it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.